Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life. That's Jesus, and He can show us the way to have life and have it more abundantly. We've been looking at the Psalms, and we are now at Psalm 73. We were going to go all the way up in this study to Psalm 100, so we're about halfway through. And Psalm 73 is a very interesting psalm. It's a psalm of Asaph. And this is what it says, starting at verse 1, New Living Translation. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as far as me, I came so close to the edge of the cliff. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. They seem to live such a painless life. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They aren't troubled like other people or plagued by problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace, and their clothing is woven with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and the words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. Does God realize what's going on, they ask? Is the Most High even aware of what's happening? Look at these arrogant people enjoying life of ease while their riches multiply. Was it for nothing that I kept my heart pure and kept myself from doing wrong? All I get is trouble all day long. Every morning pain brings me to the reality. If I had really spoken this way, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. But what a difficult task it is. And then one day I went into your sanctuary, O God, and thought about the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they were destroyed, swept away by terrors. Their present life is only a dream that is gone when they awake. When you arise, O Lord, you will make them vanish from this life. Then I realized how bitter I had become and how pained I have been by all I have seen. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet, I still belong to you. You are holding my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Who have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My house may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. But those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things that you do, O Lord. And may he add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 73. I think one of the oldest moral dilemmas in the whole wide world is, why do bad things happen to good people? Or why do good things happen to bad people? Now, I think our world would be a little bit fairer, or at least I think it should be. We like God to treat people as they deserve, that's for sure. Where good people live long and happy lives and evil people pay for their crimes in this lifetime. But sadly, life isn't like that, is it? No, the problem almost caused the writer of Psalm 73 to give up his faith. Well, in book 2 of the Psalms, it ended on a high note of joy and optimism for God's good king. And then book 3 begins with the doubt and confusion. As I mentioned last week, there's 5 books of Psalm. Book 3 are written by the Levite musician Asaph, I can never pronounce his word, but you can find him in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. But Psalm 73:1 affirms a great biblical truth. God is good to the pure in heart. Jesus called them blessed in Matthew 5. Quickly, though, the poet shares what almost made him lose his foothold and wander away from the faith. He observed that the wicked enjoy an easy life. They're healthy and strong, and they almost seem to be immune from all the normal troubles of life, and they're arrogant, and they give no thought to God, and they behave as if God neither knows or cares about their behavior. As such, I think the psalmist wondered why he even bothered to try to keep his heart pure. However, I love the howevers and the buts and the ifs, his worldview dramatically changes in verse 17. Because in God's presence he sees their final destiny. The wicked may escape God's judgments for now, but not forever. You know, the Bible says first comes death and then the judgment. At death, they'll be completely swept away by their terrors. And they're on slippy ground, and trouble will follow them to destruction. Asaph now admits that he spoke in ignorance, and he comes to the same realization as Job. Job also questioned God's justice. You can read that in Job chapter 9. And he, too, had a revelation from God. Job 38 through 41. And then, like Asaph, he admitted, I spoke things I did not understand. Oh, don't we all? Asaph ends by his reaffirming his relationship with God. Whom have I in heaven but you? Here we find one of the Old Testament's clearest confessions of belief in life after death. Asaph knew God would take him to glory. We all have that blessed hope in this, don't we? But Psalm 73 doesn't answer our questions about justice. No, many people suffer in ways that seem unfair. And we long for more justice in this life. But, I love the buts and the ifs. But can we take comfort in knowing that God is not removed from our sufferings? He came to us in Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, and experienced our world of pain and injustice. And then after his death, he rose and now reigns in glory in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 says that the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. When Jesus comes to judge the wicked, we can be confident that He'll receive the redeemed into glory. Yeah, hallelujah. Have you seen times in your life when you are doubting? I think all of us have doubts about God one time in our life and His kindness because of suffering and injustice that we see around us. And we wonder, why does God, a loving God, let all this happen? And then what renews our faith and sustains our faith? When we see the wonderful blessings of having a relationship with God and the promise of eternal life. I always like what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, and I paraphrase it. If we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of what Christ has done for us through the death, the burial, the resurrection, and His promise coming again, we have hope. That's what we call the blessed hope, because it is blessed. How would you encourage somebody that's maybe struggling, Christian or non-Christian, who comes to you with the same kind of doubts and questions that we all have that was raised in Psalm 73? Well, I think it's such a wonderful thing to know that we all have a personal relationship with God if we want. And then when we have that personal relationship with Him, then we have a testimony. And we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, and telling your story of hope and joy and peace, and more importantly, forgiveness. We'll bless other people. Well, we thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, and hope and pray that some of these messages as we go through the Psalms are a blessing to you and for you. We enjoy doing this, and hope and pray that maybe if you can take and forward this message to somebody that you think might need to hear a wonderful word of grace from the Lord today. In Jesus' name, have a good day.